Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. The 2025 Minnesota State Fair begins on Thursday, and officials say they are prepared. Spokesperson Maria Hayden says it should be another fun 12-day run.
Yeah, I think we're full steam ahead. We're ready to open the gates. We've got everything out there now. We're just waiting for everyone to plan their visit and get ready to come visit us.
Pre-fair discount tickets are available through Wednesday at Cub Food Stores. They cost $17 for all ages. Regular gate admission is $20 for adults and $18 for seniors and kids. Congresswoman Kelly Morrison is hosting a news conference today on the Trump administration's cuts to local food assistance. She'll be joined by leaders from Second Harvest Heartland, The Food Group, and the ICA Food Shelf. The Minnesota Democrat says the nearly $2 billion in cuts to SNAP benefits in the budget bill could take food away from 45,000 Minnesotans. Minnesota pork producers are traveling to Washington, D.C. next month with a clear message for lawmakers.
The need for a farm bill, whether we're going to call that a farm bill 2.0, a skinny farm bill.
Lauren Cervick with the Minnesota Pork Producers Association says more specifically a solution to California's Proposition 12.
Is the only vehicle right now that we have for a change or a fix to Prop 12. And so taking farmers out to be advocating for a farm bill that includes some certainty around Prop 12.
Cervick says trade and ag labor will also be top issues during the fall Legislative Action Conference. And investigators believe a shooting early Saturday in Moorhead that left two people dead was a murder-suicide. Police found a 53-year-old and 21-year-old dead in an apartment and recovered a gun. A juvenile and another adult in the apartment were not injured. Police are not seeking any suspects and say there is no ongoing threat. The Minnesota BCA assisted local authorities. Planning is in high gear for the 6th annual Legacy Cup Cannabis Festival, September 27th at Surly Brewing. Founder Josh Wilkins-Simon says the Cup Awards are the core of the event.
Crowning not only the best THC beverages and best gummies, but the homegrown cannabis. And then for the first time this year, we'll actually have the full adult use cannabis.
He says there will be dozens of food trucks and vendors, a sesh lounge, a car show, pro skateboarders, and a grower's garden. General admission tickets start at $16. And a grand slam by Brooks Lee was the highlight of the Twins' 8-1 win over the Tigers Sunday in the series finale at Target Field. Lee's 4-run shot was part of a 6-run third inning for Minnesota. Byron Buxton and Royce Lewis also homered for the Twins. Right-hander Thomas Hatch pitched 5 innings of 1-run ball for the victory. This is MNN.